I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sweeney Murdy in San Diego. Ed Coleman is in New York. And joining us now is the manager of the New York Yankees, Aaron Boone. Aaron, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. Eddie's back in New York.
Hello, Boone. How are you? Too.
Hi, Ed. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. It's like San Diego weather here. It's like 60 here today, although rainy.
I was listening to you, Saturday. I was driving all over the tri-state, taking my oldest son to a soccer tournament, so I was in the car for a while and enjoyed listening to you.
I would use this in your next contract negotiation. Joe Girardi said he is listening to you driving from Philly to New York. Yeah. Aaron Boone says listening to you. All the big names listen to Ed Coleman on WFAN.
I was like, I get a little Eddie Coleman. This was great.
There you go.
Do you do an Ed Coleman impression?
I don't.
You don't? Do you do an impression of me?
No.
Okay. All right. Let's just get that out of the way right away. Hey, Didi Gregorius going to the Phillies. How closely were you thinking that you might bring him back, and what do you think of that?
Well, is that have the Phillies announced that?
The Phillies have not yet announced it.
So I'll really speak to it. Look, he's obviously a really good player and has been a really good Yankee, and somebody that you know, has been so valuable between the lines, but is such as just a quality person. And, you know, so we'll see where it ends up finally. But, you know, whoever ends up with Didi Gregorius is getting a really good player.
I'll save the big picture for later, Aaron. But a lot of the things you just said about Didi, you can also say about Brett Gardner. So where are you with that at this point in time?
Yeah, Gardy is... You know, obviously someone, you know, I think we'd love to bring back. You know, I know there's been conversations, a lot of ongoing conversations back and forth between Brian and Gardy's camp. And it is something that we hope to get done. But we also understand, you know, free agency, you know, gives rights to guys to explore. And we'll see what happens. Feel like Gardy obviously has been another guy that's been a great Yankee. He's spent his whole career here. I know would love to come back. But, you know, the process has to play out, and obviously there's a lot of moving parts.
You spoke a lot the last 2 years about culture and the clubhouse. And Didi Gregorius, Brett Gardner, both guys played a big role in that, right?
No question. You know, between Gardy and CeCe is kind of those guys that have been there for so long, part of the championship clubs, that kind of old veteran voices.
And he's definitely gone. So you have a lot of things to possibly replace there.
Yeah, and then Didi's obviously had his impact on this team the last several years. So, you know, we'll see where it all ends up. My main focus, or at least one of my main focuses, is to make sure that that room is a strength, and we feel like whichever way we go, we have the necessary parts and leadership that will allow us to transition as players, inevitably popular ones as well, come and go.
I'll ask the Gerrit Cole question, even though you can't comment on it per se, but. You know, if a guy like that, obviously, of his caliber, what he has performed to and what he can do, when you add, if you can add to the staff that you already have, and a Severino coming back and being full strength, et cetera, gives you a pretty formidable rotation, I would think, Aaron.
no question. I mean, you're talking about Gerrit Cole, obviously, right. You know, arguably the best pitcher in the game right now, a guy in the prime of his career, you know, and we have a rotation that, you know, frankly, I think sometimes gets a little bit overlooked. We feel like we have the makings of a very strong rotation, and of course you throw a guy like Gerrit Cole in that mix and you obviously even take that to another level. So we'll see what happens here. You know, we're hoping on it, but you know, a lot's yet to be played out on that.
Hey, Aaron, Scott Boras held. Go ahead, Eddie.
Sorry, Sweeney. A quick thought on just as an offshoot of that with Paxton this year, and again, I thought he was very impressive at times last year. But you know, if you bring aboard another guy and he becomes, you know, 1-1A, whatever it is, does that do you think that can happen this coming season with Paxton?
Do I think he can be? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, James Paxton, you know, from a stuff-wise, repertoire-wise, you know, when he's on his game, he can match anyone in the sport. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's that talented a pitcher. We really saw him once he, you know, got through his knee issue there that he had, where he spent a little bit of time on the IL in the middle of the season.
Right.
We saw him really take off in the second half and pitch really well for us down the stretch and had some really good playoff moments. Feel like he did a great job of adjusting and adapting to, you know, being with a new team for the first time in his career and obviously coming to New York and all the expectations that he walked into. He's a guy that delivered, and I feel like the upside is still even greater with him.
We're on WFAN and WFAN-FM New York. Sweeney Murdy in San Diego. Ed Coleman is in New York at the winter meetings, and we're joined by Yankees manager Aaron Boone. Scott Boras earlier told us that, you know, that Gerrit Cole really enjoyed the meeting process, not just with you guys, but whatever else he did out there last week out here in California. What I want to know is, like, when you get on an airplane and Scott Boras is sitting next to you, and now you have a captive audience, what do you and Scott Boras talk about on an airplane for a few hours? As you fly east,
yeah, you still got to tell me how
I can't reveal my sources. No,
yeah. So
You answer the other questions for us, and I'll tell you my sources.
All right. So I got on the plane, and Scott was a couple rows behind me, headed back. He was going back to you know, they had Moustakas had just signed, so he was going to be a part of that. So he actually comes up to me halfway through the flight and just says, I got the guy to switch seats. Would you come back and sit with me? And I'm like, sure. So spent about half the leg from Orange County to Atlanta, you know, just kind of talking and talked more about, you know, obviously Gerrit and Steven, who we met with in Strasburg at the time, and baseball, you know. I mean, two guys talking baseball, too. So, you know, I guess it was just 90 extra minutes of, you know, hopefully being a part of bringing the guy on board.
Wait, so he had to get you to come back? It wasn't the other way around?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He came and got me, yeah.
That's impressive.
Well, I don't know if it's impressive. It's just, you know, so it was two baseball guys having a conversation that you know, kind of continued over 3 days.
Did you walk away from your presentation satisfied that you had done what you needed to do to make whatever impression you wanted to make on Gerrit Cole?
I walked away having loved the meeting. You know, we spent about 4.5 hours with Gerrit and his wife, Amy, and it was, you know, I don't even know if I'd put it like, am I satisfied with what we presented? It's great sitting there talking baseball and showing them who we are and giving them a better idea who we are and what we value and things that are important to us. And the same hearing Gerrit talk and what's important to him and hear him talk about his craft and, you know, himself and to see how in tune with who he is as a pitcher, as an athlete, where he's going. He was really impressive, and it was awesome spending time with them and just kind of getting to know each other. And so I thought it was a great meeting.
Aaron, you know, year one in New York, and I know you played with the Yankees before and you're well-versed in New York, but it's always eye-opening and I think interesting year one. How did you become better in year two, do you think?
Oh, I don't know. You'd have to ask Sweeney that. You know, I think anytime I try, and hopefully I'm getting better all the time. You know, that's, you know, what we demand of our players, our coaches and staff, and myself. You know, hopefully you take the experiences you gain and the successes and the failures that you have, and hopefully you learn from them and grow from them. So I don't know if I could say exactly if or why I was better. Maybe I was. I hope I was. But I just, you know, trying to move forward all the time and get better and try and, you know, ultimately where we're going for is to chase down another championship.
I think what he did better, Eddie, was read the Mercedes-Benz Paramus commercial.
That's right.
A little bit smoother.
A little smoother.
Yeah, I picked Paramus. Hey, three quick guys I want to find out if you think they're fully healthy and ready at the start of a spring training for you because of all the issues they had last year. Luis Severino, Giancarlo Stanton, Miguel Andujar.
Yes, yes, and yes.
All three full bore ready to go for you.
Yeah, I feel good about all three of those guys. You know, obviously, you know, with Giancarlo, you know, finishing with the quad issue, you know, that was something that was probably just going to be a 2-3 week kind of deal. Sevy obviously finished really strong, and Miggy's been really ramping up and doing all his defensive work and getting the ball now across the diamond and stuff. And I know, as he always does, working really hard to be ready to go.
And ours worked hard on being a better defensive player. And you think that's coming to fruition a little bit?
Yeah, I think, you know, we saw – I thought we saw some really good strides out of Miggy and some of the work we put in and he put in last winter before the start of last season to try and just continue to improve and evolve on the defensive side. And, you know, unfortunately his season got cut really short very early in the year when he went down with the injury, so we didn't get to see some of that come to fruition. But I know he's been working really hard to continue that progress, and hopefully it shows up this year.
I know you got more stops to make, so thanks for stopping by for a couple of minutes. Has your dad stopped bragging about that World Series ring he earned with the Nationals this year or not?
He hasn't been too bragging. I think we're all really happy because obviously he's been with that organization since they left Montreal. You know, so he was in the RFK days.
Yeah.
So he's been through a lot and seen a lot with those organizations and grown with a lot of those players. So I think we're all in the Boone family just happy for Pops that they got it done.
Thanks for giving us a couple minutes, Aaron.
You bet.
Thanks, Aaron.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.